Good morning. The markets are moving and so are you from the BizNews studios. This is BizNews Daybreak for Monday, the 8th of December, 2025. I'm Alec Hogg and here's the context you need to win the day. Well, global markets were a mixed bag last week. Wall Street saw a massive rally in semiconductors with microchip technology jumping 23%. Pity we don't have that one in the BizNews portfolio. We do have ASML, though, and that's been doing pretty well recently, too. The media landscape, though, shifted beneath our feet as Netflix officially beat out Paramount to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery. Or have they? More on that story in just a moment. But lots of drama also here on the JSE in South Africa. While gold miners like Gold Fields and Anglo Gold provided a safe haven, Gold Fields was up 6%, DRD up 6% as well, Sibanye 4%, Anglo Gold 4%, Harmony 4%. It was quite a good run for the South African mining stocks. However, the big story, though, was a company called MTN Zakhele Futhi. It jumped 56% on Friday. But don't let the arrows fool you. This is a dead cat bounce. On Friday, the board announced the scheme is unwinding and it's going to be paying out just 15 cents to investors who hope for long-term wealth creation. In fact, 4 years ago, this BEE scheme was trading at over 30 rand a share. Why did it jump from 16 cents to 25 cents? Well, there's also going to be potentially an achterskot for MTN Zakhele Futhi shareholders, but I guess most of those who put their money in a long time ago are sitting back and saying, it's not worth a damn anyway, so who cares? Anyway, it's a harsh lesson that when things go well and you have debt or leverage, that's great. And the previous MTN Zakhele scheme actually made a lot of money for its shareholders. But when things go the other way, well, it can wipe out whatever money you put in. These debt-heavy BEE structures can destroy value and often do when the tide goes out. The Sasol and Zala one, another good example. A massive weekly gain there for speculators, but a terribly painful exit for the man in the street. Well, let's get on to those big international stories now, and kicking off first with the news on Netflix. Netflix has made a bid to acquire Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers Discovery. It beat out some very strong opposition, including Larry Ellison's son, but it doesn't look like all's going according to plan. Well, not just yet. Let's just pick up with our partners at Bloomberg.
We're learning more about how Netflix landed its deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Bloomberg's Monica Ricks reports.
Netflix's plan for Warner Brothers reportedly started to take shape around Thanksgiving. The streamer assembled a $59 billion bridge loan from banks to make a mostly cash and stock bid. And sources tell Bloomberg its offer eventually won thanks to doubts from Warner executives about how Paramount would pay for the company. Now Warner Brothers CEO David Zaslav is poised to become a billionaire if this deal closes. But if it falls apart or fails to win regulatory approval, Netflix has also agreed to pay a $5.8 billion penalty. It's one of the biggest breakup fees of all time. Monica Ricks, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, it may not go through, though. Donald Trump has his thoughts, apparently. Here's Charlie Pellett from Bloomberg.
President Trump is raising potential antitrust concerns for Netflix's planned acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery.
Well, that's got to go through a process, and we'll see what happens. Netflix is a great company, and they've done a phenomenal job. Ted is a fantastic man. I have a lot of respect for him, but it's a lot of market share.
The president made the comment speaking to reporters at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Hollywood writers, producers, directors, and theater owners are voicing skepticism over Netflix's proposed $82 billion takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. With more, here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
They say it threatens to undermine their interest. The Writers Guild of America, which announced in October it would oppose any sale of Warner Brothers Discovery, reiterated that view on Friday, saying the purchase by Netflix must be blocked. The worries raised by the movie and TV industry's biggest trade groups come against the backdrop of falling movie and TV production, slack ticket sales, and steep job cuts in Hollywood. In New York, Tom Busby, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders are delighted, of course, but those in Netflix, not so much so. They were down slightly over the week. Really hit hard, though, were the favorites, the initial favorites to take over the company. Paramount Skydance, that was down by 16.5%. Moving to the debate over Ukraine now, and Europe and the European leaders are not giving up easily. Again, here's our partners at Bloomberg.
The leaders of France, Germany, and the UK will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in London Monday to discuss U.S. efforts to reach a peace deal after Russia carried out another round of massive attacks. French President Emmanuel Macron announced the meeting on Saturday in a post on social media in which he condemned the latest strikes by Moscow on energy and rail infrastructure in Ukraine. Macron, Zelensky, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will assess the situation in Ukraine and the ongoing negotiations involving the U.S. The U.S. said Friday its negotiators had agreed with Kyiv on a framework of security arrangements and discussed what deterrence capabilities were needed as part of a deal to end the war with Russia. However, there was little indication of a major breakthrough.
And Donald Trump was not impressed.
President Trump says he is disappointed in Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's handling of a U.S. proposal to end the war that began with Russia's full-scale invasion.
Over the weekend, Elon Musk, the South African-born billionaire, richest man in the world, looked to take his wealth even higher. Here's the news on SpaceX, his at present unlisted international company that looks to be almost $1 trillion, worth almost $1 trillion. Extraordinary story. Here's Bloomberg.
SpaceX is preparing to sell insider shares in a transaction that would value Elon Musk's rocket and satellite maker at as much as $800 billion. This from people familiar with the matter, reclaiming the title of the world's most valuable private company. The details discussed by SpaceX's board of directors on Thursday at its Starbase hub in Texas could change based on interest from insiders, sellers, and buyers, or other factors. This from some of the people who asked not to be identified, as the information is not public. SpaceX is also exploring a possible initial public offering as soon as late next year. Elon Musk on Saturday denied that SpaceX is raising money at an $800 billion valuation without addressing Bloomberg's reporting on the planned offering of insider shares. J.P. Morgan Chase Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon called out slow bureaucracy in Europe in a warning that a weak continent poses a major economic risk to the U.S. He says Europe has a problem.
I think they accomplished an unbelievable thing with when they the euro got together, the East, and they said, you know, let's live in peace. You know, and so living in peace is a good thing, but it got bogged down. It takes 27 nations, you know, to make a decision. They let their military drop dramatically. It's very bureaucratic.
Dimon went on to say Europe has driven business out, they've driven investment out, they've driven innovation out. Dimon, leader of the biggest U.S. bank, has long said that the risk of a fragmented Europe is among the major challenges facing the world. Apple, long the model of stability in Silicon Valley, is suddenly undergoing its biggest personnel shakeup in decades, with senior executives and key engineers both hitting the exits. In just the past week, Apple's heads of artificial intelligence and interface design stepped down. Then the company announced that its general counsel and head of governmental affairs were leaving as well. All four executives have reported directly to Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook, marking an exceptional level of turnover in Apple's C-suite. Toma Bravo, founder and managing partner Orlando Bravo, says the rapid advancement of AI is stirring enormous anxiety among investors, and the hype has triggered a fear of missing out in private markets. Bravo spoke to Bloomberg's Danny Berger at a Bloomberg New Voices event in Miami.
There are two big points that are always in every headline regarding AI. One is things have changed. And two, things are moving really fast. When you as an individual, an investor in anything, you hear those two terms, everything's changing and everything's changing really fast, it creates enormous anxiety. And that anxiety hits investors that are responsible for so much capital really, really hard.
Toma Bravo founder and managing partner, Orlando Bravo.
And back here at home, we are watching what's going on in the United States interest rates because it has an impact here as well. This week, it's anticipated that there's going to be some more good news.
Fed Chair Jay Powell is expected to push through another quarter point interest rate cut this week, despite growing unease among Fed policymakers that inflation remains too high. And with a look ahead, here's Bloomberg's Erica Herskowitz.
Policymakers are deeply divided over the balance of risks between their mandates of price stability and full employment. A number of regional Fed bank presidents have expressed concerns about persistent inflation as price increases from tariffs make their way to consumers. Others have argued there's still room for another cut to shore up the labor market. Economic data released since the last meeting hasn't given them much clarity. Large companies, including Verizon Communications and Amazon.com, have announced significant job cuts in recent months, but weekly filings for unemployment insurance remain subdued. The Fed will announce Wednesday at 2 p.m. Wall Street time. Chair Jay Powell will hold a news conference 30 minutes later. Erica Herskowitz, Bloomberg Radio.
It's lovely when interest rates fall. The broad trend is that when interest rates decline, equity prices improve. So let's hope that we've got a lengthy cycle that's now just begun. Bitcoin on Friday was up 1.5%, back above $91,000 this morning. We've also seen the Rand firming to comfortably below 17 to the US dollar now. It's at 16.93. As far as the big moves on the markets were concerned, on the US markets on Friday, Palantir back above $180 a share. It was up 2%. Google picked up 1% to $320 a share. Amazon, $229 a share. That was up slightly. ASML finished the week flat, but that's not surprising because it's had a good start earlier. In fact, it had a very good run for a period. In fact, it was 4% up on the week as a whole, so I suppose better than flat. And then in our portfolios, in the business portfolios, the one that really did well was Meta. That was up by 5% on the week. Good news there that they're going to be cutting back on their investment into the Metaverse, as they call it. Well, that's your news for today. Don't forget to catch us again at 7:30 this evening for the BizNews briefing. That's on ENCA, and that will also be available on BizNews TV at 8 o'clock. An interview or highlights thereof with the local CEO of Amazon. What an interesting discussion that was. Well, now you have the edge. For the full interviews and details behind these stories, head over to biznews.com. I'm Alec Hogg. Thanks for starting your morning with us. Go and seize the day.